just as we are. Thank you. Good morning, guys and gals. Good to see you all. I have a couple things I want to share with you this morning. The gospel message out of Mark this morning talks about camels and needles, and that it would be easier for a camel to move through the eye of a needle. So camels are interesting animals. I've got a picture of one. They're very well suited to live in the desert, right? Y'all maybe have seen those in picture books before or heard about them in stories, right? They have small ears, and that keeps the sand from getting in their ears in the desert, right? And they have two sets of eyelashes, and that also helps to keep the dust out of their eyes. And they're protected. They're long and curly, right? And they have really bushy eyebrows. And that kind of shades a little bit from the sun as well. You can kind of see that a little bit in that picture right there, right? So, and they have a heavy foot pad that spreads so they don't sink in the sand when they walk, right? It kind of helps with, because they're a big animal. I mean, we see this one kneeling down, but they're tall and heavy. They're big, okay? So can any of y'all tell me about the hump on the camel? How much water do you think they store in that hump on the camel? Yeah. Think there's a lot of water in there? You know, in fact, there's no water. They don't store water in that hump. They actually store fat. And they keep it in that hump. And that helps them in between their meals to have energy, right? That's where they store their energy. And they can go almost 5 to 7 days without water. But they can go longer and use that energy, use that hump, right? So now that we know a little bit more about camels, right? The lesson today comes from the 10th chapter of Mark, and it says, Christ says, it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. What in the world? So we saw a camel. Right? There's a needle. There's the eye of a needle. Right on the tip of that. What are we talking about? It's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Okay. So I talked to the men about this morning, and I figured I'd better have to check in with them about that. And that was quite a discussion we had. But a camel's much taller than the eye of a needle, isn't it? Don't you think? Landon, don't you think? And I certainly understand that it's impossible for a camel to be able to move through the eye of a needle. Then is it impossible for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God? Is it impossible? No. Yeah. The rest of the passage really talks about how nothing is impossible when we are with God. Nothing is impossible. Jesus also said, when with men it is impossible, But with God, all things are possible with God. Jesus is teaching us this morning, and this is my takeaway for you all through this week. Jesus is teaching us that our attitude and our relationship to God is what is most important. Our attitude and our relationship to God. And when we put God first, all things are possible. Even the things that we can't imagine possible. Camel through an eye of a needle? Really? But all things are possible. And that's what God wants us to understand. That's what Christ is talking about this morning. So I want you to listen today, but also to think about that this week. What are some of the impossibilities? Oh, there's no way I'm going to finish my homework. There's no way I can clean my room and do my homework. There's no way I can help with the dishes or sweep the kitchen floor and do my homework and clean my room and go play. It's all about attitude. It's all about your relationship with God, right? All things are possible. You put your mind to it, anything is possible in relationship to God. Will you pray with me? How do we do that? Yes, thank you. A gracious one, we give you thanks for the gift of today. For we know not what tomorrow brings, but that today is a gift from you. A possibility. Things that we can't imagine that will be accomplished through you, with you. Be in our hearts and our minds this week and remind us that you are with us always. In your Son's name we pray. And everybody says, Amen. 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 Thank you, guys. Thank you, gals.